As we've been reporting this morning on KCBS, Contra Costa County is now pausing reopening plans for later this week. The county was slated to open bars and a number of other places for tourism as of July 1st. For more, we're joined live now on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Kim McCarl, Contra Costa Health Services spokeswoman. Ms. McCarl, thank you for joining us this afternoon. So we know about the bar closures. What other business and activities are going to be affected by this delay in opening?
So we're including indoor dining, personal services that involve close contact with the face, gyms and fitness centers, indoor leisure activities, some of those kinds of things that we thought would be okay to go with that we're now feeling like we need to pause.
How intense is it in Contra Costa County? What kind of an increase have you seen?
So the trends are worrisome. One of the things we really know about these kinds of surges is they happen fast. So we don't want to take any chances. One of the things we're seeing is more people are getting tested, and so our positive numbers are going up, and we would expect that. But what we're really seeing is that the percentage of positive tests coming back is going up quickly. So a month ago, about 2 to 3% of all tests we did came back positive. Now we're closer to the 6% range. Our goal was to stay under 5. 8 is really problematic, so that's really a concerning number to us.
What are we seeing as far as demographics go?
So it's not surprising to us that folks in our historically underrepresented communities are the most impacted. They're being tested the least, and the positive numbers are the highest. So we're really doing some specific outreach, particularly in West County, in some of our East counties communities that are high in Hispanic populations. Today, we are opening a testing center at Kennedy High School in Richmond, specifically to serve that community. It's concerning, and we're doing everything we can to make sure that we reach them.
So what it comes down to is, what kind of parameters are you aiming for here before things will reopen?
So what we really want to do is see like a full week where our indicators stay flat. We don't anticipate that we're going to back off any of the things that are open, and we don't anticipate that we're going to see numbers go down. What we really want to see is that this surge really flatten, so we don't get in a situation where it's feeling like it's out of control.
You know, I realize the announcement was just made here within the last 2 hours, but I was wondering, have you received any pushback from businesses that say, hey, we're ready to go, we really want to open now?
So, look, I would say that we realize this is really hard. We didn't want to be here any more than anybody else did. And I will say this before I answer that question specifically. It's really important that people wear masks, that they maintain social distancing, that they stay home if they're sick. We're really actually not seeing as much pushback as we thought we might, because I think most people realize we don't want to be in a bad situation and we want to catch this early. So this is not where we wanted to be, but we appreciate the community's support in doing what they need to do to make sure this doesn't get worse.
And a final quick question. Any thoughts as to how long this may take before you're ready to reopen?
So we don't know. Again, we're going to look for a week's worth of flat data. We're looking at our trends daily. You know, if people wear their masks, if they maintain social distance, we'll see it quicker. But, you know, we're just as ready to move forward as anybody else. And we're disappointed to be in this situation, but we look forward to making a different kind of announcement in the coming weeks.
Kim McCarl, thanks for joining us this afternoon. Ms. McCarl is with Contra Costa Health Services. She is a spokeswoman for them as they have decided to delay their reopening.